The city says it's fielding numerous calls from the public asking how they can assist with efforts to address the impact of the current weather system over the metropole, also parts of the southwestern Cape. They're looking and they're calling on donations of non-perishable foodstuffs, blankets, toiletries. Ali Sablez of Gift of the Givers, NGO that is often very involved when it comes to people and communities in distress. Good morning, Ali. Really appreciate your time. First, it was wind, then it was fire, and over the next 24 hours, looking to be affected by water over the southwestern Cape. What have you seen in your monitoring operations over the last 24 to 48 hours, Ali?
Thank you, Lester. As everyone knows, yesterday we were on site at a huge fire in Kayamandi, Stellenbosch, where close to 1,500 people have been displaced by fire. When we got on site yesterday, Lester, the wind started picking up and the metal sheeting started blowing all over the place. Gosh. We then had to have a community meeting urging the community to evacuate, as a metal sheet already injured one person by cutting his face. And then we had to have a meeting with the community members to ask them to please evacuate to a community hall. Although it was not easy to assist 1,500 people in one place, the local municipality and the premier visited the site and made additional halls available. So those people suffered a double blow. Firstly, their place has been completely burnt out. And now, with the current weather situation, they are challenged in terms of racing against time to getting a proper accommodation. And besides that, Lester, from 1 a.m. this morning, our phones started going crazy. This morning, Gift of the Givers teams will be deployed in various areas. We are splitting up our teams to assist as much people as possible. If I can just mention some of
what were those concerns? What were the reports you were getting from 1 a.m. this morning?
People's roofs being blown off, people's structures being blown away, especially in the Nomzamo and Lawantle area. Just 2 minutes ago, before I got on this line with you, the local council informed me that the number of people needing assistance in the Lawantle and Nomzamo area is standing at 3,300. Wow. Trees falling on structures, especially in Donkerbos, Somerset West, where a massive tree has fallen and taken about 20 structures flattened. We are receiving calls from the Drakenstein area that covers the Paul East, Mbokweni, Saron. There's a couple of homes that have just been damaged there as well. Mm. And then, of course, locally, there is some localized flooding in informal settlements in Kailicha, Makassa, going into the Fori area. So our teams will be on the ground this morning. We're having a meeting at 8 a.m. at our warehouse to disperse our teams in different directions. And our main concern is encouraging people to evacuate. Sometimes we find people too scared to leave their structures alone. But with the weather warnings, and especially the level 9 weather warning, that can be very, very fatal.
So the call to evacuate, that is a suggestion from Gift of the Givers. That's not been an official call from provincial authorities. If you can just clarify that for us.
That's from our side, engaging with community. Yesterday, when the premier was on the ground in Kayamandi as well, he has urged the residents of that area to evacuate as well. So this is from our side, speaking to the local councillors as well. They are encouraging people to leave their homes if the structures blew off or trees falling on there, because with the intensifying of the winds and rains, it can be fatal.
Ali Sable, really appreciate your time. He's project manager for Gift of the Givers here in the Western Cape. You can, of course, go to their social media page, their website. Simply search Gift of the Givers if you want to contribute to some of the relief efforts through them. Or you could make your way to disaster.donations@capetown.gov.za, particularly if there's any perishable foodstuff, blankets, toiletries, even monetary donations that you want to make. But of course, we're still going through the eye of the storm. I wouldn't advise you making your way to any drop-off center just yet, maybe on Tuesday morning. But I've seen those videos, particularly in the Strand area, of sheets and roofing and panels being blown off. I know it makes a great social media video. I know it's a great video that you can send to your friends, but if you see the sheeting of roofs being blown off, why would you want to be outside simply to get that video that may go viral on social media?